This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes of Masechta Avos. The Mishnah says Reb Shimon Oimer. There's a whole Shiloh, the Giris over here, some of the Giris of Reb Yankov Oimer, which is Reb Yankov Krushoi, or Ben Krushoi, Krushi. A person's going on the way, and he's learning Torah, he's walking on the way, he's Mahar B'Devei Torah, U'mavsik, and he stops, he interrupts me, Mishnoso, from his learning. V'oimer, he says, Mano Ilan Zeh, how beautiful is that tree over there? U'mano Nir Zeh, how beautiful is that unplowed field. Mala v'kosuki v'schayah b'nafshu. The Torah is mile on him. The Torah gives him this title. The Torah holds him chayah v'schayah b'nafshu. It's like he's not learning Torah b'chlal, that he's v'schayah b'nafshu. And the Svari is, the Meiri says that the nature of a person is to be nifshach, to be drawn after the havolim of asichos abetelos, and the things that are vanity, a wasted talk, where to talk about things that have no value. And a mela, a person will continue talking, he'll be drawn into it and totally fall into that trap. And get involved in the worldly things, and slowly but slowly, he'll talk about all his learning and be perek all time. And there are those who are moisiv and say, a person who starts learning, and he's in the middle of his learning, he's learning the halakha Torah, and he starts to talk about nothingness, it's a chilul on the Kavanah Torah. And that's why the consequences are so great, because that a person is chayav ben nafsho, because it's a bit, it's not just stopping to learn Torah, which itself is it's also showing the lag b'zayin haTorah. You're doing something so important, you're involved with something so important. If it's important to you, how are you going ahead now talking about nothingness? For Omnom, the Torah is the chayav for those who learn the Torah, and therefore you perish min haChayim. So the Meila. This is a fascinating Mishnah to teach us. We spoke this out in other shiurim, that a very bad person needs certain time where he can just unwind. And we said from the Goyim that one of the Kidroni HaTorah says, Miyot Sicha, a little bit of Sicha, and not to be Mayat, after tells that you have to be Mayat the Sicha, which you do, but the Ikavod is that you need, it's in a positive light, that a person needs a little bit of talking, a little bit of Sicha, in order to lighten up. If he would every second be learning and discussing Torah, he would explode. So of course he needs a certain amount of time, which is that should be limited to unwind and to schmooze a little bit. But if a person is in the middle of talking and learning, and he can learn further, and he just starts to get involved, you're in the most important thing in the world, and you start talking about the sight, he has to start going sightseeing, start looking at the sights and seeing that, It's a certain type of bizoyin to the Torah. Let's see the Rav. The Rav explains that mono ilan zeh, mono nir zeh, who adin l'chol sicha b'teila, any sicha b'teila, the Rav says, el adiv b'hoiva, we're talking about in the norm, shadeh ha'chol drol l'darim ha'shabroim enim, that's the way, because we say he's going on the way. And so the nature of the person going on the way is to take in the sights that he's seeing and to comment on them. Some hold the chiddush that even though the mice is making a brach shekol by lama, ma'alav aliyah kosev ki maschayv b'nam l'shem hafzik b'mishnas, which is a big chiddush that if he's making a bracha shekol by lama, so the mice at the end of the day, what could be wrong? But again, the chiddush is the person has to know that the paramount thing in a person's life is Torah. And about something that you mechuyev to do, but to make a bracha on something that you see, to go out and actually see it and to notice it, and to go make brachas on it, that is taking away from the paramountcy of Torah, and the Maisa, you're lowering the chashivas of Torah. Because we have to understand that the Torah is what keeps the world going. And every second the Torah is going in the world continues, it's the lifeblood. So of course every mitzvah is important, and everything is important. To see the beauty in the Bria is important also. We have to understand the actual limit of Torah, learning Torah is the lifeblood. And the Chayav Loshen says on the Mishnah, we're going to have later on, that Rameyah said that whoever owes the Torah Lishma, kol ha'olam kula kedai ulo, the whole world is worthy for, because if a person 1 second the world will be out Torah, the world will cease to exist, will go back to Havah Avam. Because the world was created for that. And what keeps the world, not what was created for that, what keeps the world going, what gives it its energy, is the koach of Torah in the world. And not only if one person is learning Torah, it keeps the world going, but the more people learn Torah, the more energy, the more shefa, the more good comes to the world. So when you're doing this, you're interrupting, and you're not allowing the shefa to be brought to the world, and you're also showing that the Torah is not so important. Mir, telem hamachreisha, that's the furrow of the machreisha, of the plow. Moniru nanir, through unplowed fields, you look about, wow, such a beautiful, beautiful field, look how big it is, and nice it is, or wide it is. And the Maisa, that is a shayla from Chiluk for the Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.